Please remember we're talking to God. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever, ever, 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 and ever. Amen and amen. Be seated. How long is it forever? Amen. Who promises forever? Who would do that? God does that, brother. Amen. God promises forever. And forever is a long time. Amen. Yes, think about that. And ask yourself one question. Why wouldn't anybody want that? You know, they say what you want about the Bible, and I'm going to get into it, and about God in a minute. But why wouldn't you want forever and ever in a place so beautiful that the Bible says you can't even describe it? Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're all with me. How's everybody today? I'm going to name you all. Praise the Lord. Nice to be back upstairs. Amen. Praise God. It was nice downstairs, I must say, with everybody sitting so close together, though it felt like we had a big family. Well, we do. We have a beautiful family. Psalm 68, responsive reading. Remember, I read and then you read with me in your bulletin. Are you ready? Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate him flee before him. At the presence of God, let the wicked perish. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Now he did kings of armies flee. They flee. She who remains at home divides the spoil. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul always said it as you. Grace to you and peace from God. What greater thing can I offer you today? Amen. I can't offer you blessings. I can't double bless you. I don't care what you do in your life. I don't have that power. Amen. But God said he will bless you, and I ask God to bless you this morning. Hallelujah. Yes. Woo. God is so good. We've had some wonderful, I've enjoyed the time I've been spending with God with sermons, but I got to tell you, this one this week was really something that I just, I was doing a lot of yeah, but. I said, yeah, but Lord, yeah, but I wanted to, and he'd say, no. I said, yeah, but Lord, I got to, and he'd say, no. And that's when you got to dig deeper. My wife, I'm turning pages and looking up things and reading websites and reading, yeah, but I got to, no. But I love the time I spend with the Lord. Amen. Now we have our quiz. I still have the quiz. Remember, they're multiple choice. Nobody gets embarrassed for the wrong answer. In Romans 5:20, what two things are mentioned in opposition? Romans, don't look it up, man. You're cheating. In Romans 5:20, what two things are mentioned in opposition? Is it good and evil? Is it sin and grace? Is it light and darkness? So what two things are mentioned in opposition? How many think it's good and evil? They're in opposition. Anybody? How about sin and grace? We got anybody for sin and grace? How about light and darkness? Hallelujah. The two things that are mentioned in opposition are sin and grace. I tell you that God's grace, remember I told you last week, it never ends. Paul said it goes from grace to grace, but that just means that when you think grace runs out, it starts up again because his grace never ends. Your unmerited favor with God never ends. So when something good happens in your life, don't think, okay, God's done with me for today. I'll just wait for next week for something good to happen. Amen? No, you call on God every minute that you need to call on God, and you wait for that grace because it said it never ends. That's grace. That's the greatest gift. Oh, my God. How many more years did God add to King Hezekiah's life in response to the dying king's prayer? I love this one. This is a great story. King Hezekiah. How many years? Did he add 15? Did he add 20 or 25? Remember, the king prayed to God that God would lengthen his life. How many think it was 15? Look at 15. I get 20. So, now I know that this is in the Old Testament, but you have to understand those stories are real. You pray to God for whatever you need in your heart. I can pray with you, but did you pray? And he added 15 years to his life. He was dying on a deathbed, and he prayed God, and God said, so don't ever think that God won't hear your prayer. Amen? That's why you read this book, because there's all kinds of magnificent stuff. So say, he 15 years on a deathbed. I think that's a miracle. Amen? I remember when my brother Pete was sick. We went to Bridgeport Hospital to see him. I thought it was the last time that we were going to see him. The doctor said he's got a big belly because of all the infection, and it was going to be maybe within that day. And I went back the next day to see him. And I went back the next day after that to see him. And then the doctor came in, and Petey said, what are you doing? What did you say? And then we went fishing a month later.
Awesome.
I mean, Petey's in the promised land with God. But he left with all our prayers, and we had so much more time with him. Amen? Please don't doubt God. Which animal does Abraham sacrifice after Isaac is spared? Oh. Is it the lamb? Is it a sheep? Or is it a ram? What animal does Abraham sacrifice? How many think it's a lamb he sacrificed? How about sheep? Is it sheep? How about ram? Oh my God. Of course, he sacrifices a ram. And where did he get the ram? God put it there. He looked in the bushes and there it was. God provided, amen? Why do you not think that God can provide for you today? Who has needs today? I do. Who's praying to God today? I am. I'm like you. Amen? I spent a lot of time in the Word trying to put a sermon together, but I'm no different than you. I have needs, and I have things in my life. How many are praying for some? So I'm believing for God to answer. Thank you, Lord. One more. Why does Abraham send his servant to Mesopotamia? I think I did this question because I wanted to say Mesopotamia. Anybody ever been to Mesopotamia? I've been to Nagata. I've been to West Haven. I've been everywhere. Mesopotamia. Why did he send Abraham send his servant? To buy a piece of land? Because he caught him stealing? Or to find a wife for Isaac? So why did he send his servant to where?
Mesopotamia.
Doesn't that feel good to say it's Mesopotamia? How many think it's to buy a piece of land? Anybody? How about because he caught him stealing? Anybody? Why? To find a wife for Isaac. Anybody? I did that because you guys got it over. I'm never doing that question again. Every time I do a question, you guys are getting, David, they're getting better. Wow. I didn't think anybody would get that.
David said they have a good teacher.
Albuquerque? You making fun of me now? I don't mind if you do. I don't mind if you laugh at me. How's everybody feeling in our sanctuary? Good? I prayed for this today. We are citizens of another world. Can I get an amen? I really need you this morning because this is really deep. I just want you to, I had a discussion with God all week thinking, Lord, I want to say something. He said, no, not you. He said, God needs to say it. And I go deep for some things, and I want to help you because I think things are wrong in our nation right now. I think things are happening that are wrong. But I'm not thinking the same way a lot of people are thinking. I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about what's happening in our nation that's wrong. It might be different than you thought about. But I said, God, it's wrong what's happening on our border. Not because I don't want anybody here, but because it's just not right to not have something protected that God has blessed us with. And that's all. But I fought with it. You know, I wanted to say this and say that, and he put a roadblock in front of me. So I had to dig deeper and deeper to find what he wanted to share. Amen? Because what he told me is, this is not our world. Amen? We're aliens in this. We are citizens of another world. How many know that?
One name, our name is written in its book of registry. Our name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Where is that? In heaven. We also walk through storms of life, facing many obstacles and fighting darkness. Amen? That's called life. But this part of our journey is to get us better prepared, there's that word again, as we draw closer to our promised land. Can I get an amen? Come on, everybody. A land not made with hands of man, but hands of God. All we see here, all the wonders and beauty will pale at the sight of what God has for us, who what? Believe. Amen? Our promises are not from man or from who? God Himself. Yet we cannot simply walk across the border. We can't climb over a gate. We can't swim across the river to get in. Understand that. First, we must do one very important thing. And it's not a vaccination. First, we must do one thing. Amen? One. What is it? Believe. Say that with me. Believe. If you take this book, this Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, I can give you one word that should be taught. One word. In the whole book, the word is Jesus. Amen? That's the name above all names. Not a vaccine. We must surrender, give our heart, mind, and soul to Him, our Redeemer, our Savior. His name is Jesus. We have a heavenly inheritance. I'm going to read from 1 Peter for just a minute. 1 Peter 1. Start with 5:6. In this you greatly rejoice, brothers, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. That's called life. That the genuineness of your faith be much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Of who?
Jesus Christ.
To whom having not seen you love, yes we do. Though for now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Wow. Wow. The salvation of our souls for believing. Our promised land, whom having not seen you love begin, you should believe. Amen? Our promised land, what does Jesus say about that? He says, narrow is the gates. Right? And say that with me. Narrow is, he said that. So I can tell you, the walls must be impossible to climb over. You have in your scripture readings a very beautiful scripture from the book of John, John 10:1. It says, most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Not everybody that comes across the border is a thief and robber. Amen. Understand that. But I'm just saying, this is Jesus' thing. So nobody's going to climb over the wall into our promised land. Why? Because it's for our protection, for our peace at home that can never be destroyed. Every man and woman living in this world can enter through that gate. Can I get an amen? Every man, every church, and here we go, that holds up this book, this Bible, knows that. Leading the world of Jesus is the only thing that truly matters. Can I get an amen? Come on. That, my friends, is the only mission. You can tell them 9,000 other things. It is, we are alien in this world. Listen to what I'm telling you today. I'm on fire. No pomp and circumstance, no incense, no laws, no regulations, no wealth, no royalty. Not what we think should be, not a feeling, not to get along. From Genesis to Revelation, it comes down to one thought and one thought only, and that thought is Jesus. Say that with me. Jesus, come on. So I say to you, be what you want to be. Call yourself what you want to be called, but someday you're going to need to know the truth. Woo. How you live your life is up to you. That's why, ready? The church, the bride, his house. Right here, this is it. You are the bride, the church, the bride, and his house. Must always, and say that word with me, always speak in one voice. Amen? Without that one voice, there will be nowhere to turn. Trust me, if the voice of the church fails, there'll be nowhere to turn. And you know why, according to Matthew? The blind cannot lead the blind. We must be that rock. We must be that church. We must be the rock. That's why we have to speak in one voice. Every preacher knows that. Knows the Bible and knows Jesus. Trust me, I don't care what they're preaching, but they know Jesus. Hallelujah. money was the answer, there is plenty of money in this world. We all know that's true. Abundant wealth. Yet today people live in poverty, even in those countries where millions of people are running away, there is wealth. And those who have more than they will ever need in this life, yet the world simply watches, offers words of encouragement, but do nothing. Every one of these countries these people are coming from are beautiful, trust me. Anybody ever been to Brazil? Anybody ever been to South America? It's beautiful. The waters, the trout, the fishing, everything. There's plenty of wealth there. Yet the world simply watches. What we see, ready, is money in itself does not bring health, does not bring healing, does not bring happiness, does not bring wisdom. Money in itself does not remove depression. Can I get an amen? Money does not keep us from drugs. Money does not keep us from alcohol, from anger, or bring our souls peace. Certainly does not bring the world peace. Money is never enough to have or achieve. Amen? Never. Never. It doesn't. You know, of course we all want money. But... So I ask you this morning, what's missing? It's so obvious to me. What's missing? It's so easy to cheat. See, chicken soup without the chicken, Walter. A hamburger without meat. The main ingredient is called compassion. Compassion means concern for the suffering or misfortune of others, right? We all should have that. Can I have an amen? We all need compassion. All of us. Raise your hand. We all need compassion to give it and to receive it. Without compassion, we are empty vessels looking out for only ourselves. And where does compassion come? From our hearts. If there is no God, no Jesus, no love in your heart, there is no compassion. And this is said in Colossians. Therefore, as God's chosen people, and that's you, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself ready with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Hallelujah. Patience. Compassion. That thing in your heart that makes you want to help people. Amen? That compassion that makes you see other people's needs. That love that you have. If there's no God, there's no compassion. That doesn't mean that somebody that doesn't believe in God can't be nice. Amen? I know a lot of people, or people who aren't don't go to church and don't talk about religion, but they're wonderful people. How many know that's true? But I smile at that because I say there's something inside you. God put something. You might not know it. You might not see it. You might not know the talent or the gift you have, but there's something inside you. I can tell you, right, people that are so close to my wife and I home, that are so beautiful, so giving to us, that blessed us through the COVID crisis, that said, doesn't go to church, doesn't really believe in that stuff, but something inside of him makes them beautiful. Hallelujah. I know it's God. They call them third world countries. Anybody ever hear that expression? Third world countries? I don't know what that means. Is that so we think little of them? When you see it, does that then remove them and their leaders from responsibility? But let me tell you, in these third world countries, God and Jesus are present in those countries also. Amen? Let me tell you, God is there. You can't find one place on earth, Mesopotamia. Guess what? God's there. West Haven, Connecticut, God's there. Los Angeles, California, God's there. You just say that. Albuquerque, Mexico, God's there. Any place in the world, God is there. Can I get an amen? Amen. He is there. They don't need him or want him there. They remove him. They cancel him with other ideas and other gods. Hallelujah. It's the truth. You see how that works. Can I get an amen? Poverty, no freedom for men, and especially for women. You look at some of the poverty, and women have no rights. Women, corruption, leaders eating filet mignon, and others eating insects and leftovers. You see that all the time. That is why millions of people, praise God, that's why millions of people, millions are coming to the light. Amen. That's why they're coming to the light. But listen to me. I got to be honest with you today. I talked to God. I really dig it with God, and I wanted to be just in God and just holding me back and saying, no, listen. I had to read, and I had to look for questions. I enjoyed my week. God, I really did. It was a lot of yeah, but you know what? I went, don't listen. Even that light is not as bright. These people coming to the light, I have to be honest with you, it's not as bright. There's people turning away from God. Less and less are going to church. Amen? Look it. Who's teaching our children about God? They are the future of our life. How will it shine in 20 years, in 50 years? Think about it. If we don't raise our children right, talk to children about God, and not only talk to them about God, but tell them all the beautiful things that God has done in your life. So maybe they'll be curious, amen? And once they're curious, maybe they'll want to see more, so they don't get depressed, so they don't feel alone, so they don't get scared, so they don't do drugs. God has a better plan. But we don't tell them that, they won't hear it from anybody. Wisdom is wealth. We talked about that last week. For all who find it. Not just for some, but all. God's wisdom equals wealth. Amen. You saw that with Solomon. When he asked for wisdom, he became the most absolute wealthiest man in the whole world. The most wealthiest man, because he wanted God's wisdom. Who thinks that that can't happen for you? I hope nobody. Who thinks that tomorrow God can't do something great in your life that you didn't believe because you're walking with him? I hope nobody. Amen. Thank you. The hope, the truth, the health, compassion at its highest form. And what is compassion at its highest form? Jesus. Say that with me. Jesus. Say it one more time. Jesus. Talk about him like you mean it. So when they come here, when they get here, won't be able to see that light because it grows dim. Faith and believing, hope, not in God, but in man. Hallelujah. We see how that's working out. To be given just enough to survive, never achieve or grow is a trip from Satan. Oh, I got just enough. Oh, good, my bills are paid. What's that? You should be working and your bills should. You should want to grow. You should want to achieve. Can I get an amen? Amen. Because the world cannot survive without God and Jesus. Period. That's the truth, amen? I don't care what church you go to, what denomination. Without Jesus, nothing will survive. I believe that. I don't know if you do, but I believe that. So these travelers have every opportunity to live in their homeland. What do we? But they must stand together to make a light shine. Believe in God, not in words. Whew. There's plenty of wealth, but it's kept by few. Corruption, lies, power, fear. And I say this. Don't think it can't or won't happen here. Let me say that again. Don't think for a second it can't happen here. The other day, I saw a man, and just stay with me because I said this before, but last Sunday I saw a man make a putt. Anybody here golf? Anybody ever go golfing? He made one putt, and he made the putt league, and the announcer said he just made like $700,000 extra for that one putt because it moved him up top three soon. And I said, that's awesome. Anybody? Well, I'm going to ask you who's got $700,000 in the bank. And you're laughing, right? $700,000 he made with one putt. That's awesome. Another man makes $40 million a year playing sport. Great. That's great, right? I mean, that's great. We don't want that. I think it's great. I think it is. I don't know about you. Some people make $50 million in a movie. What, in fact, Johnny Depp got offered $100 million to do Jackie in. That's great. Is that not great? Who wouldn't want that? Anybody? Don't raise your hand, please. My wife told me there's a woman on a music show, Greg, on a music show. She's a music host. Her net worth is over $200 million. I think that anybody, that's great, right? Anybody here worth $200 million? Anybody even know what $200 million looks like? Anybody, I'm just saying, and this is why I'm saying it. I think it's great. Because that's the American dream. Can I get an amen? And that's the fruit from the work of others, from their labors, their pains, their sacrifices. Those who help create what we see today. Ready? Imperfect men and women who dealt with challenges of their time. Can I get an amen? Amen. Men and women who believed in a higher calling, who went to foreign lands and gave all. God-fearing people who understood what freedom truly means, and they were willing to fight for it. Men and women in this nation fought for freedom for those they would never meet. They gave all. And let me read a scripture from you from the book of John. Jesus says, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Wow. 360,000 men and women perished in the Civil War. 116,000 perished in World War I, and World War II, 417,000 men and women. That's almost 900,000 people. Wow. For people that they would never meet, would never know, because they thought they had a higher calling, amen? They believed in God. We are living in the fruit of their labor and sacrifice. Can you say amen to that? We are living today free because of the fruit and sacrifice, because they believed in God. And perfect men created this nation. They fought for this nation, then asked God to bless this nation. 245 years later, we need more God than ever. You see, I didn't say we were a spiritual country or a religious Christianity country, but these people, and you can read all you want, when they created this nation, they asked God to bless it. Were they perfect? No. Did they make mistakes? Plenty. But what they did to start the ball rolling was pretty incredible. And they believed that God was a part of it. And can I get an amen?
Amen.
We're saying, how do you know that? Listen to this. What they created. We hold these things to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their creator. Who is that? With certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And you know, when we started this, there were people who weren't free, amen? That was part of life. That was part of what was happening. Was it right? Absolutely not. And it took a while for them to figure it out. And still today, it's sad thoughts about it. But amen. But those were our fathers, 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 and the sins that don't fall on the children. But they were imperfect people, creating something so great because they believed in God. When they wrote that, these things be self-evident, that all men are created equal, they are endowed by their creator. They were saying, we are endowed by God. And now, provide with the quality, ability, asset to equip, unalienable, cannot be taken away, denied, or transferred to another. God-given here in America. And you know what's funny about that little thing? It wasn't legally binding. Can I get in and say it? Amen, right? It wasn't legally binding, but it was in their hearts, the center of who we are. You see it that way now, amen? I see it. And perfect men and women fighting for something better. Pastor Raymond Hill, somebody I discovered this week. I told you I was digging on some all sorts of things. And he had a couple of quotes. Jimmy can like. He said, the true man of God is heartsick, and he's grieved at the worldliness of the church. Grieved at the toleration of sin in the church. Grieved by the prayerlessness in the church. He is disturbed that the corporate prayer of the church no longer pulls down the strongholds of the devil. Amen. And so this is, if you want an answer, the world, he said, out there is not waiting for a new definition of Christianity. It's waiting for a new demonstration of Christianity. Think about it. What an amazing thought. What I mean. The world out there is not waiting for a new definition of Christianity. It's waiting for a new demonstration of Christianity. That's awesome. And one last one, and I said, I had to write this one down. If Jesus had preached the same message that ministers preach today, he would have never been crucified. Well, think about that. If he preached the same message that some ministers are saying today, nobody would have been offended. So these people are coming, and they're coming to the light. The world sees it. Friends, it's not that we're a great nation. It's because this nation believes God can and God will. All our prayers, all our work, our faith, love, blessings from sea to shining sea. Freedom to achieve. That's what I was talking about the money before. We're free to achieve. Money that none of us even know how to look at. Millions and millions of dollars. That's great. But God's light must shine. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
A flashlight with old batteries. What happens to it? Today you go in the woods, you got a flashlight with old batteries. You can't see very well, right? Sometimes I think we're becoming old batteries. 30% of the nation is going to church. That's it. 28%. Kids aren't going to church. Why? Because they're not hearing the truth. Because they're not being lifted up. Without God, we cannot sustain. I believe that. So yes, we are to help those in need. And here's where God and I finally got, thank you, Lord. Anyway, we are to help those in need. Can I get an amen? Those in need, ready?
Around us.
Our families. Help includes leading them to Christ. However, that help starts at home, not in the church. Children should assist in that help first. Your grandchildren should assist in that help first. The church is not a bank, and its members not responsible to fill every need and every whim. Amen? It starts at home. We help those in our home, which means in our area, because we know them best, because they live in our town. If every church in every city took care of their own, imagine how incredible that would be. Let me say that again because sometimes you think I'm crazy, but I'm not. I just learned. If every church in every city stopped worrying about the nonsense and just took care of their own, imagine how incredible that would be. Amen? Imagine how wonderful that would be. Not just in America. Remember, those who come are drawn to the light, God's light. But I ask you this, do they know that God? Do they want to know that God? Do they even care to know that God? We don't know. We have millions of homeless people in America, too. Can I get an amen? Millions of homeless people in the United States of America. Elderly with little or no help. We see them in the nursing homes. I'm sorry. My wife and I visit nursing homes and assisted living facilities. And I see people retired and people living. And I see that they need help. They can't afford things. Sickness that destroys lives. We have so many American soldiers who gave so much of themselves to protect our borders who need tremendous help. Can I get an amen? Our children are suffering too with sickness. Anybody ever see that St. Jude's commercial with the children? My heart is praying. I don't have, if I had $40 million, I believe I could give them $1 million at least. I think I would. I don't know if I would or not, to be honest with you. I don't know. But I'm saying there's so much money. How can somebody ask me for $11 a month to help a soldier who's got no legs left? How can this country think that we're going to do this? And I see, turn on the TV and I see homeless people in San Francisco and Los Angeles. Anybody ever? I mean, those are great cities. Homeless people. In the United States of America, where are the churches? Where are the people? I know everybody doesn't want help, but I'm talking about the whole. Can I get an amen? We have homelessness in this nation. Go to New York City, you'll see it. All those soldiers break my heart. The children in St. Jude break my heart. How can it not? But let me tell you something. God sees that too. Our own families in need. We cannot help the world, I have to tell you. We, this little church we have, cannot help the world. But God can. Can I get an amen? Millions of churches. There are millions. Say that with me. Millions of churches in the world. How many?
Millions
of churches with people that can help their own. The people across the street, the people down the street, their own. Millions. What are they doing? What are they teaching? What are they giving to their own? I'm just saying how great God is when we do so. Our God, the people that we want. 1 Timothy says, but if anyone does not provide for his own, his what? And especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Wow. I can go to any church in all the world. I can walk up, stand there, and I just quote that. But if anyone does not provide for his own, whatever country, Mesopotamia, you don't provide for your own, and especially for those of your household, people in your congregation, He has denied the faith that is worse than an unbeliever. Wow. Deuteronomy says, if there is among you a poor man of your brethren within any of the gates in your land which the Lord your God has given you, you shall not harden your heart nor shut your hand from your poor brother. Amen? Let me read that again. If there is among you a poor man of your brethren within any of the gates in your land, hello, which the Lord your God has given you, hello, you shall not harden your heart nor shut your hand from your poor brothers. There's millions of dollars. We got homeless. We got needs. Amen. We got children with needs. And we got people making millions and millions. And I don't begrudge them. A guy just turned down a contract for $400 million. $400. And listen, he's going to make more. And that's great. That's the American dream. Now, where else in the world can you go and play a sport and make $400 million? Where? Or make a movie for $100 million? And that's great. But then I turn on the other channel, and there's that little baby at St. Jude. I'm thinking, how can that be? I'm sorry. And this is from Deuteronomy. For the poor will never cease from the land. Therefore, God says, I command you, saying, you shall open your hand, wide to your brother, to your poor, and your needy, ready in your land. That's what I was looking for. That's why I say things are wrong here. Not the people that come and see. People are seeing that. And these people are coming to the light. I don't want to judge anybody trying to do that. Whether I'm judging the people who are supposed to protect us, I'm judging that when I'm looking around and we're in so much need and I turn on the TV, commercial after commercial, $11, $19. I've seen people giving more money to the vet than a dog. Oh, look at me. But I'm just saying there's so much that the churches should be doing. I don't care if whatever you want to call yourself, what you want, that's between you and God. Amen? But I got to give you the truth, because the truth never wavers. It's right here. And sooner or later in your life, you're going to come and have to find the truth. And if you can't find the truth, that's the blind leading the blind. Can I get an amen? Amen. So let me put the final part right here, and thank you for letting me go a little bit longer today. Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's the answer. Every preacher in every city and every denomination knows that scripture, Brother Jim. Knows it. From Genesis to Revelation, there's only one thought in the Bible. One thought that should be teaching, and that thought is Jesus. Because after you find Jesus, all things will be added there and everybody ever. Once you find God and He gets in your heart, things will start to change in your life. And you'll become a different person. Your friends will look at you and they'll question whether you were sincere. And that's fun too, because that's happened. And they'll want to know, what's your secret? What are you doing? How'd you get that job? How'd you find this? Why do you look so happy in the bathroom? You say, because Jesus is inside of you. Because that's the only thought that should be in this book, that should be taught. Teach them about Jesus. Let them go to God and let God work with them. Amen? No one comes to me, to the Father, except through me. And that's the answer. Give Him praise here.
Fred. Everybody say hi to Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Ha ha. Hey, Fred, where are you? Fred, Elder Nancy's here. Your wife's here. Where's it? Everybody say, where's Fred?
Where's Fred?
Now, where are you? Where is he, Nancy?
Springfield.
Oh, he's in Springfield.
I love Fred because you can teach him, because you can take it and enjoy it. I can't tell you how much reading I did this week. I can't tell you how much reading I did this week. Just want to talk about the greatness of God. There's only one name, one word from that Bible that really matters, and it's Jesus. Without Jesus, you don't have salvation. Because that's enough to know that you want to know this Jesus. But when you let Him in, you stop barking at your friends and your neighbors. And your, you know, there's people today aren't talking to their families because of politics. Isn't that insane? How much time do you think you have with your family that you can spend a year or 6 months or a week not talking to somebody of your blood because of politics? Amen? And I want you to know that it just life without God. Don't hate anybody. I know you don't, but I say don't hate it. Don't be mad. I'm not mad at anybody. If I disagree, I'm not mad at a Red Sox fan. I love them. And I know you're laughing, but it's the truth. It's in sports and politics. Don't let that, you know, there's a couple of times I wanted to get on here, well, and start writing things. And you know what God said to me? Let me tell you, don't waste your time, right? You're going to give that so much energy. You're going to give that 30 minutes of energy. Well, if you came to me, I could give you 30 minutes of peace. And I stopped. I said, I don't want to even talk. I'm like, I don't want to. I see it, and I know it. It's not God. But God said, don't leave it alone. Because you're going to waste time trying to say something or do something that's not going to change anything. When you can talk to God, open up his book, just read. Or just go off alone and sit outside and look at the sky and just talk to God for a minute. Let him calm you down. And when he calms you down, guess what? You have peace. And when you have peace, you have health. Who wants to be healthy here? I know I do. I know I do. I went to the doctor the other day and he said, you're back in AFib. I said, oh. And my wife saw my face and I was sad. Is that because I didn't have faith? No, because I'm human. And when they cut me, I believe. Amen? But I went to the other doctor and he gave me all this other stuff and he gave me a new pill. I love it. I never took pills in my life. Now I got my life's like a whole drawer full of them. But I'm taking them. And that's why we need to be a family together. That's why we need to be knit together. I got folks called and said they were praying for me. That's why I sang that song. So you pray for me. That's the greatest gift you can give. And then you add to that. See, amen? You give that person peace and hope. Say, hey, you're not alone. That show alone that I watch on TV where they drop off 10 people in the wilderness and whoever lasts the longest wins $500,000. You know what gets them worse than anything else? Being alone. After a while, they know they can. I said, Humphrey, you've got God. You can sit there every day and open up the street. You can bring the Bible, literally, and just open, or just sit outside and talk to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. It's nice to be back upstairs. Amen. Sister Dale, good to see you. God bless you. How, Brother Larry? We're going to keep praying. And you keep praying at home, Dale, because your prayers matter just as much as anybody. But we'll pray in agreement with you. Amen? I don't know if anybody ever did you favors. Some people do you a favor and then they think you owe them something, but not God. He's done favors for us. His grace never ends. And all he asks of us is to remember him. Every day, to talk to you, to love you. But all of them, that's all he asks. He doesn't ask you to cut trees down with it, you know. He doesn't ask you to do all these impossible things. He said to remember me. When we do the Lord's Supper, we're going to do that right now. All he says is the Lord's Supper. That's what the Bible, by the way, that's what the Bible called the Lord's Supper. God didn't call it the Lord's Supper. It was the supper with his disciples. That's why we call it. So you know what we're talking about. But all he ever says in the Lord's Supper is do this in remembrance of me. Wow. You know how the story says he took the bread and he broke it. He blessed the bread. He took a loaf of bread, he blessed it, and he said to his disciples, you just eat. Take a bite of this bread, eat this, and this is my body being torn for you. That's what he told them. That's all he said. My body's going to be torn for you. And then he said to them, eat and do this in remember to me, Jesus. When we do this morning, we understand we're obedience to God. When you're walking in obedience to God and the Word of God, that's when you want to talk to God. Amen. Understand what I'm saying? Right now, you're in obedience to the Lord, but standing in that obedience. Lord, forgive us for our iniquities. Anything that we said or did, Lord, that just was not with you. You never left us, Lord. You never depart from us. We're always in your hand, Lord. Sometimes we look the other way. So forgive us for any second, any minute that we look the other way and we doubt any fears that we had because we know they're not from you. And you cleanse us, Lord, so we can receive this beautiful promise, this beautiful sacrament. As he poured the wine into a cup, he said, this is my blood being shed for you according to the book of Matthew for the remission of your sin. And all he said to the disciples was, drink and do this in remembrance of me, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We do that because we love you. You can do that in your house. You can do that at the restaurant. Just say thank you, Lord. Say that with me. Thank you, Lord. That's it. That's how it starts. When you start saying thank you, Lord, for lunch, for breakfast, for dinner, you just do that. You, my wife will tell you, you get in the habit of it. I lived with a man named Edgar for a while. He was also a deacon at the other church, and all he would ever say is, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And I thought the guy, no, praise the Lord. And guess what I say all the time? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Because it becomes who you are. And the more you praise him, the more you even talk about him, it channels a different change in you, amen? If you love God, you can't be the same. You can't do the same that you did. You might want to, you might think about it, but you can't know that you're doing right, amen? You just got to know him. Every church should just talk about Jesus. I tell you, that's one thing that I've read, David, over and over again. If the pastors would just preach about the Bible, just preach about Jesus. That's all they have to talk about, Jesus. That's it. All the other things will be added there, and people will either draw to him or they won't be. How many know that they didn't stay with you? He did miracles, and people didn't believe. So we can't expect everybody to believe, amen? But he loved everybody. You notice the compassion he had on the sick. He didn't ask them to become transformed and believers. He just healed the sick. The needy, he went to them because he had compassion. Praise God, he's so beautiful. Give him praise, church. Can we do that on church? And everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Can I hear a praise? Amen. There we go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for letting me go a little longer. Thank you. Nothing matters more in your life than Jesus. Nothing. Nothing will change your life more than Jesus. See, Jesus will lead you to the Word. And when Jesus leads you to the Word, you'll read the Word. When you start reading the Word, and then you get that spirit inside of you that you want to know more. When you read one thing and understand it, you say, can I understand two things? Can I understand three things? I tell my brothers and sisters always, go to Proverbs. Go to the book of John. Listen to how John talked about God. Go somewhere where you can understand something and take that. And as you grow in that, you want to know more. And the more it starts making sense, when you find a little nugget, when you find a little something that you didn't know before, you say, hey, this is pretty cool. Maybe I can know more. And you're talking about you and God. And then when you pray to God, you're talking to a friend. Amen? That's God. So Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for those in attendance, Lord. Because as I say on Sundays, who was ever here today, God, you wanted them to be here. So whoever's here today, thank you for sending them to us. Hallelujah, Lord. You're just so beautiful. I ask you to bless our church. And Lord, bless our nation and bless our families and our friends, Lord. And let your light truly shine bright in this nation. I'm going to ask you to sing with us. God bless America. Brother Zippy, come on, brother. Oh. Before God bless America. You know what? You guys were waiting for that. You guys were waiting for me to mess up. I can see it in your eyes. You all said the pastor's going to mess up. You hear that, Greg? You see what happened? Yeah. Yep. Ready?
Yes.
The closing prayer in your bulletin. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's a beautiful prayer. I remember it. I just wanted to see it do it. God bless America. Come on, brothers.
I missed you all week. I told my wife I missed Zippy. Hey, ready to sing? Turn around, face the people. You're an entertainer.
Hello.
Face that young lady right there. You ready? Yeah, don't fall. I'm ready. God
bless America. Land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night. to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam.